Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. One of the tightest presidential election campaigns in US history is drawing to a close, with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump courting votes in key swing states. Millions of early votes have already been cast, but with opinion polls deadlocked. Kamala Harris has been in Pennsylvania, the biggest battleground state. She reiterated it was time for a new generation of leadership. She'll make her closing speech in Philadelphia. Tom Bateman is there.
The Philadelphia Museum of Art, the stage being set for Kamala Harris as she makes that very final pitch to the American voters from here, this absolutely critical battleground state. Really over the course of the last week and reached this kind of crescendo here tonight is to try and pitch the positives and focus on what her offer, she says, will be. Her campaign has been saying very specifically she will make no mention of Donald Trump in this speech tonight. So it is very much a focus on the core messages, and we know those for her have been around defending democracy and also here in this state that very key focus on reproductive rights.
Donald Trump began the day in North Carolina before moving on to Pennsylvania, the state that sealed his defeat in 2020. He called this election the most important political event in American history. Mr. Trump will close his campaign at Grand Rapids in Michigan. Ione Wells is there.
There's quite a significant crowd growing here for what will be his final rally of this campaign. He ended his campaign here in 2016 and 2020. This is an area which he did win in 2016. It traditionally was a pretty strongly Republican area, but in 2020 it shifted to Joe Biden, and that was largely attributed to a number of factors, things like an increasingly urban, more diverse population here. So I think we can expect him to maybe reference the local crowd here and what he wants from them, which is effectively for them all to come out and vote, because a lot of this now for both candidates is about shoring up their core base to actually turn up and vote for them if they haven't already.
The United States says it's seen no significant change in getting humanitarian aid to desperate Palestinians in northern Gaza. That's despite a letter warning that American military aid could be restricted as a consequence. The State Department spokesman is Matthew Miller.
As of today, the situation has not significantly turned around. We have seen an increase in the number of crossings that are open, but just if you look at the stipulated recommendations in the letter, those have not been met.
The UN's migration agency says at least 25 people have died after traffickers deliberately capsized a boat off the Comoros Islands on Friday, carrying around 30 people. It was en route to the French Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte. The International Organization for Migration says this route has claimed thousands of lives. World News from the BBC. Serbia's Minister for Construction has agreed to resign following last week's railway station collapse that killed 14 people in the city of Novi Sad. Goran Vesic says he could not accept responsibility but would go for moral reasons. Guy Delaunay reports.
Protesters had called for Goran Vesic to take responsibility for the catastrophic collapse of a canopy at Novi Sad railway station. But while the construction minister agreed to quit, he rejected any suggestion of culpability. Close to tears, Mr. Vesic claimed that neither I nor the people who work with me have the slightest bit of responsibility for the tragedy that happened. The canopy collapsed last Friday, just 3 months after the completion of long-running renovation work at the station. Opposition parties allege corruption and demand further resignations.
The South Korean military says that North Korea has fired another ballistic missile, its second launch in under a week. It said the projectile was fired off North Korea's east coast into the Sea of Japan. Tokyo also confirmed the launch of what it called a suspected ballistic missile. Estonia's coalition government plans to remove the rights of Russian and Belarusian residents to vote in municipal elections. The Prime Minister, Kristen Mihal, said the amendment would prevent citizens of what he called aggressor states from being decision makers in Estonia. A draft amendment could be ready by Thursday for parliamentary approval. The Canadian Indigenous former Senator and Judge Murray Sinclair, whose advocacy for Indigenous people led to wide-ranging reforms, has died. He was 73. As the chair of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, he found that state-run boarding schools designed to assimilate some 115,000 Indigenous children amounted to cultural genocide, forcing them to abandon their native language. The children were often subject to sexual and physical abuse. BBC News.